testing two. 4 Echo Alpha testing, setting up a new radio. Echo 4 Echo Alpha, anybody out there for a radio check?
LK, it sounds good. Sounds like you did a good job setting it up.
Yeah, I'm on a new, new for me, ICOM 7100, and I just got it on 2 meters. I've been using it on HF, but first attempt on 2 meters.
I'm in the cab of a truck, and I had to turn the volume down, so you got good audio.
Port, thank you.
N4ZLK.
TE4EA.
TFW.
Longer tonight, but doing well.
Even on you like it was this morning.
Last night, or yesterday afternoon. But you're right. I'd like to see a little more sunshine, though.
Yeah, it didn't shine much today. If it did at all, I didn't see it.
More than my fair share of the lanes.
I get upset about it, and they just don't understand.
Reaction. Either they act like they're ignoring you, or they act like you're going to hit them, and they try to get out of the way really fast. I'm not going to go if I'm going to hit you, so I think it's funny.
That was automatics. Any of them around?
He's not buying any new ones like that, any new manuals. And I didn't realize this, it makes sense, but if you take your license or take your test in automatic, you're not allowed to drive a manual.
I hadn't thought about that.
Special notice or restriction on your license that says automatic only.
I drove one of those, it was a 13 speed, I believe.
A 10 speed. Some of the automatics are either 12 or, let's see, 10 or 12.
Helps in where I'm at, a lot of tankers.
So those pellets.
It's hazardous material, usually.
I need that endorsement for what I do. Our hazardous material shipments are so limited in quantity. And we don't even carry shipping papers now. They transmit them electronically.
Yeah, I'm the shipping guys and, receive the parts in and that. And then sometimes it'll be, a big old freight truck and he'll have a 1 foot square box that's, some kind of hazardous chemical that you can't put in a box truck and that he'll deliver.
Take certain kinds as well. We've got plenty that are, they're not legal for our system.
Me is like how many drivers they send to a chemical plant that don't have a hazmat endorsement.
Deal. Extra testing, extra knowledge, and government, a federal background check, and all that kind of stuff.
As far as it's hazardous, but like sometimes we have them 300 and something gallon totes and that, but it'll be solidified and that, so you can put it on there, but if it's still a liquid, then you got to have a tanker endorsement.
Trailer? It's on the gallons, like once it reaches a certain amount?
No, I don't know. I know that, we just load them and they were saying that it counts as a tanker, and so he's got to have an endorsement.
Or maximum in order to carry over to that, because I pick up buckets of liquid and other things like that, but not in great quantities either.
300 or 400 gallon square totes, and you can only get two side by side, and there's probably, you're probably putting 10 of them on a truck.
Because that liquid shifts if you're not careful.
I'm already running into issues with raw materials now.
I'm actually down here where you used to work, right by one of the Fabri-Kal plants. I'm going to the forklift place here, Raymond in Carolina, handling. I'm not sure. I know there's another Fabri-Kal place, like, what, a half a mile down the road?
If you're at that one and you're headed back towards the interstate, the one on the left is actually the plant. The one you're pulling into is actually just a warehouse space that we rent. It's just full of our product.
Okay. All right, Ken, let me go. I'm pulling in, and I got to make another turn here. Good to hear you tonight. N4ZLK.
You drive careful, and then I'm about back to the house anyway. I'll say 73. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
KB4CPA. Hey, Ken.
How you doing, David? How was tennis?
Started off kind of slow, but we wound up winning. So, finally got the hang of it. Finally figured out what I was doing.
That's all that matters, right?
Hey, you know, the exercise and you know, just having fun hitting the tennis ball and making some good shots every now and then, it makes you feel good, you know. So I really enjoy it, and no injuries.
Exercise and that is you getting, not sitting around idle, and that you should have a long life.
I hope so, but, you know, it's hard to say. I'm in good health, though. I mean, the doctor gives me a good report. I go every 6 months for blood work. So I guess as long as everything stays the same, you know, I'm doing okay.
I need to go to the doctor. I probably ain't been in 3 or 4 years. Ain't no telling what he'd tell me.
You've been in 4 years. Oh man. Well, I just got in the habit of it, and it's not real, you know, time consuming or anything. And the, you know, go a week before my doctor's appointment, and they do some draw some blood, and then I get back about a week later, and the doctor just goes over all the blood work, and, you know, sees if I have any other things going on, and then we're done.
Yeah, I just need to go this year and get a complete physical and everything. Fortunately, you know, I'm not on any medications or anything, and don't have anything seriously wrong yet, so that's probably a good thing.
If I could say I wasn't on any medication, that would just tickle me to death, but that would not be the truth. But anyway, it just... As I've gotten older, you know, I've had to take a little bit more and a little bit more. I never thought I'd be taking as much as I'm taking now, but, you know, what the heck? I mean, it's not very expensive, so. And it keeps everything the way it's supposed to be, so at least it's working.
Well, me and the pup have made it back to the house, so I'm going to have to say 73 and enjoy the chit-chat. And hope you have a good rest of your evening, and look forward to catching you tomorrow. KN4TFW, 73.
All right, Ken, well, you have a good evening, and good to talk with you again. And... we'll talk to you later. 73's KP4 CBA Mobile.